Sydney Olympics, and then we lived in Athens, then we lived in Germany, London, France, and now we're here in Japan. And we love it so much, we're staying here. Because it's just the best place, Japan. So we're not going to France because they have the Paris Olympics in
2024.
And we're staying here because I'm just so sure God's working in this land.
もうここに残っているのは神様この国で働いておられることをもう分かっていますから。
And I was part of, I'm sure some of you were part of it too, last year during the Olympics we prayed, Japan 1 million, a million hours of prayer for Japan.
もう去年の夏からもう日本のための100万の時間の祈りが捧げるように働いてきました。もう彼がそういう。
And I really got to know Akira, and oh, he's my friend. I really like Akira. He teaches me so much about prayer, and I speak to him each week, and we pray together, and I'm so thankful for it. And so together we try to hear what's God saying.
そして一緒に神様は何を語っておられるかをもう一緒に探っています。
And so yesterday, a couple of nights ago, I was praying, God, show me, what do I preach on today?
そして数日前にも神様、私日曜日何をメッセージするんですかと聞きました。
And it was so clear. It just came in, James 5, this verse, verse 16.
そしてすごくはっきり感じました。ヤコブ5章16節。
So I help with festivals and community events, but I have another hat that I do, another role that I do.
もうだからフェスティバルとかイベントの主催ではやってますけれども、もう一つの帽子、まあやり方が、仕事があります。
I do a lot of mentoring. I help Japanese guys to really grow to be the men that God's made them to be.
いろんなカウンセリングをやっています。いろんな方々に自分の使命を、自分の役割を見つけるようにたくさんカウンセリングやっています。
Yeah, I try to help clear the rubble, all the things that get in the way from hearing from God.
神様から聞くことのいろんな邪魔、いろんなもう何ですかね、ごちゃごちゃの思いとか汚いものとか、それをそのゴミをクリアするように一緒に働いたり。
I want them to have, you know, Jesus says the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. I want them to have a willing spirit.
もう聖書に書いてありますけれども、霊は、やりたいけれども体は弱いというか。
And then they're able to hear what's God saying because there's just not a lot of interference. They can hear from God. And so this passage that God's given us today is really important in what I do. So there's two parts to it that I want us to look at. In verse 16. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you'll be healed.
お互いに罪を告白しなさい。そしてお互いのために祈りなさい。
Now you might think, well, wait a sec, you ask God for forgiveness, that's it. Of course, it's God who forgives. But there's something here that's a key to us, that in confessing to each other, God, well, James writes here, we get healed. So, what's that about? Have you ever found yourself sometimes, oh God, I'm so sorry for what I've done, but I could never tell anyone else, it was so bad?
もうある時に神様に告白して、神様ごめんなさい、私もう悲しんでます、そんなことやって、でも絶対人には絶対言いたくないと経験しました。
And then one day God tells you, I want you to confess it to someone, and as you confess it, something lifts off your shoulders.
でもある日神様が語います、ある人に言いなさい、そしたらなんとそれに従うと、もう重荷が取り上げられて、もう神様の臨在を感じます。
And it's just so beautiful. It's so freeing.
もう美しくてなんと自由になる。
It's a big risk, but wow, you get such a benefit.
すごいリスクですよね。告白すること、自分を打ち明けること。でも、なんていう素晴らしい祝福。
And my friends, I see so many Christians.Wandering around, feeling shame and guilt because they've asked God for forgiveness, but not only they can't forgive themselves what they've done, and so they aren't able to tell someone else.
Oh, でもたくさんのクリスチャンが重い感じで、もうそのやましさとか、なんとか自分がした悪いことに追われていて、あのどうしても。そのままになってしまって神様に告白しても自分を許せないままに続くわけです。人に言ってないからです。
The Irish have a saying, the further you run from a ghost, the bigger it gets. But as you turn and face it, it's amazing how it just disappears.
もうアイルランド人が言うんですけれども、ある幽霊から逃げれば逃げるほどそれが大きくなりますけれども、振り向いてそれに向かうとなんと小さくなってしまいます。
I'm mentoring a Japanese guy at the moment, and he grew up as the son of a pastor, but he was quite a wild boy and he said no to his faith.
もう今カウンセリングしているから日本人の方ですけれども、牧師家庭に育ってけれどもある日信仰からノーと言ってしまいました。
And he did things that he really regretted.
そしてその時やったことを後で非常に後悔しました。
He kept asking God for forgiveness.
そのやったことに対して何回も神様にごめんなさい、許してくださいと祈りました。
But he could never tell anyone about what had happened.
その過去に起こったこと誰にも話せない。
One day, with all the courage in the world, he decided he'd tell me about his past.
そしたらとうとうある日、もうすべての勇気を尽くして私にその話をしました。
It was so hard for him.
For him.
Yeah, for him to tell
me. 彼にとってすごいそれを語るのが大変でした。
He couldn't look me in the eye.
もう私の目にを見ることができませんでした。
And then he decided.I'm going to say it. It was like, one, two, three, up! And he told me.
そしてやっと今日話しますと、一、二、三、わーっとぶつけました。
I just listened and heard and prayed for him.
そして私ただ聞いて、そして彼のために祈りました。
And I watched something beautiful began to happen to me.
そしたら彼に素晴らしい美しいことが起こったことを目の前に見ることができました。
For the first time in his life, he felt free from his past.
もうその人生で初めて過去から解放されました。
He became so alive.
もう生き生きしたものになりました。
And I took him through a process of healing.
そして癒しのプロセスに彼を導きました。
We studied the Bible together.
聖書を一緒に学びました。
And within 2 weeks, you know what he did? He did it with another Christian guy who was also struggling with the same things that he was struggling with.
そしたらなんと2週間後、今度彼は自分が持っていた同じような悩み、苦しみを持っている人に対してカウンセリングをして、その人を助けました。
And now he's helping others.
そしてさらに他の人を今助けました。
And he's so free.
すごく自由になっています。
And he says to me that night that I told you everything, it was like that night I was born again.
そして彼が言った、あなたにすべてを語ったあの夜、私が生まれ変わったような経験でした。
Oh, he knew Jesus, but it was like he, until he confessed what had happened in his past, he wasn't really free. Brothers and sisters, I just see this all the time. That's why this verse is so important. It's like it's a command. Confess your sins so that you'll be healed. Yeah. So I don't you love it too that it says confess your sins and then pray for each other. I looked around as you were all praying today, and it was beautiful. I love watching that. Isn't it great to pray for one another? This is the one another ministry. We can pray for each other, carry one another's burdens, it says in Galatians. But here it is to confess our sins one to another so we'll be healed. Well, I can remember sometimes confessing sins that I didn't want to, and as I confessed it, my friend would go, "Oh, you too. I struggled with that as well," and we'd confess together, and it was such a relief. So, you know, I find this mentoring is the best way to grow disciples. Remember, the writer to the Hebrews says, get rid of anything that gets in the way, that holds you back, and run with determination the race set out for you. And I just find it really fascinating. Let's then look at the second part of this verse. We confess our sins one to another, and then look what James says. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Wow. Do you want your prayers to be effective? Now, me, I want to. I just say, okay, God, what do I have to fix up? What do I have to confess? I want my prayers to work. Isn't that amazing? The prayer of a righteous person, it has great impact, it has great effect. God listens. Isn't the word of God amazing? It just, whoa, it sort of hits you. Whoa, wow. Just one verse. Confess your sins, be righteous so your prayers can have great impact. I could almost sit down now, but there's just a couple more things I'd really like to share. So let's just look at this story of Elijah that follows it. Because, you know, James says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And he says, look at Elijah as the example. So could someone read out to us, please, verse 17 and 18?
17節と18節 誰か読んでください。じゃあ、この伊集院さんお願いします。
エリアは私たちと同じ人間でしたが、雨が降らないように熱心に祈ると、3年6ヶ月の間、雨は地に降りませんでした。それから彼は再び祈りました。すると天は雨を降らせ、地はその実を実らせました。
Wow. So...Let's go back to the Old Testament and see the story. It's in 1 Kings 18, 42-45. 1 Kings 18, 42-45. And again, could someone read that out to us, please?
そして誰かが読んでくださいますか？今日は読みたいみたいね。
ちょっとすみません。新海文2017ですけど、お読みします。そこでアハブは食べたり飲んだりするために登っていった。エリアはカルメル山の頂上に登り、地にひざまずいて自分の顔を膝の間にうずめいた。彼は若い者に言った。さあ、登って行って海の方をよく見なさい。若い者は登ってみたが何もありませんと言った。するとエリアはもう一度登りなさいと言って、それを7回繰り返した。7回目、若い者はご覧なさい、ご覧ください。人の手のひらほどの小さい濃い雲が海から登っていますと言った。エリアは言った。登って行ってアハブに言いなさい。大雨に閉じ込められないうちに車を整えて下って行きなさい。
Wow.
しばらくすると空は濃い雲と風で暗くなり、やがて激しい大雨となった。アハブは車に乗ってイズレエルに行った。
So there he is. He climbs Mount Carmel. He puts his face to the ground and he begins to pray.
彼はカルメル山に登って、そして顔を地面につけて、そして祈り出すんですね。
And isn't it interesting? Look what he does. He sends his servant off to see, is there rain? Is there a cloud coming?
そして自分のしもべをちょっと送って、何か雨が来るんですか？雲がありますか？と。
He sends him again, second, third, 7 times.
7回も使わせて。
What does that say?
それがどういう意味ですか?
Sometimes we pray once, you know.
ある時一度だけ祈りますね。
God, be with us.
神様一緒にいて。
And then we give up.
そして諦めます。
And if we don't feel he's with us, we just say, oh, it doesn't really work.
ああ、一緒にいないみたい。やっぱり、無駄みたいな祈り。
But look what happens here. He does it 7 times.
7回も使わすんですね。
And there's this little cloud on the 7th time.
そして7回目は小さな雲ずっと向こうに見えます。
Just that gives us hope. It's going to happen.
もう希望を与えます。
And then
答えが来る。
Verse 45 it says the sky grows black.And kapow, the rain comes.
そしてなんとすごい雨が、あっという間に空が真っ黒になって雨が来ますね。
Okay, can we go back to the James passage, please?
そしてヤコブのところに戻りましょうか。
Verse 17 is really interesting.
17節が非常に面白い。
Look what it starts by saying.It says Elijah is just like you and me. He was a human being.
Elijah は私たちと同じような普通の人間ですよ。
You know, he'd previously prayed before that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't.
そして
In second part of verse 17.
そして後半には3年6ヶ月の間、ついに雨が降りませんでしたね。
And then, as we saw in the story, he prayed and the heavens gave rain and it produced crops. So James is saying here, be like Elijah. Don't give up. Just keep going. And there's a part of you that say, oh, I can't be like Elijah. He seemed to have so much faith. Yeah, but James says he's just like you and me, so pray and keep praying. God really spoke to me this week through a really interesting moment. And a friend of mine, who you might know this story, what happened, his name's Michi Kaneko, he's from Osaka, and he felt God was asking him to stand for government, parliament, the upper house. He was leading a Christian school, he's pastoring a church, and God told him to stand. He felt really scared. But he told a group of friends who've got a group called Love Japan, and they prayed for him and stood with him. I made a commitment to pray for him every day. But I hate to tell you this, I didn't believe that he would get in. Do you sometimes pray those unbelieving prayers? Michi, how can you get into the upper house? No one knows you. You're just from Osaka. You're a pastor. I couldn't imagine how that could happen. Monday morning at 7:12, I got a message from Madoka. She sent me this photo that we're about to see on the
board.
Here is Michi.
Michi-san.
He made it! And she wrote, he won the election! And I said, no, he didn't, did he? I said, you mean he got in? Really? Tell me more. He's got into the upper house, she said. Well, that's amazing. That's a miracle. Wow. And then Madoka said this. We experience the power and unity of prayer. Here's the next photo. All his friends went... next one. Can I show you? All his friends went down to stand with him and pray. They're pastors from across Japan. They couldn't believe it. They were celebrating. They were so happy.
もう彼らが信じられないほど
Okay. Back one, just to see. And that's him with his wife. And if you look very carefully, he's got lots of black bags under his eyes. He was up all night. And I don't know if you saw it this week, but there was, they said there was a little document on one of the big TV channels. They had this feature that said, in the government, a comedian got elected, a baseballer got elected, and a pastor got elected. Isn't that amazing? And then we had a prayer meeting on Monday night, and there was 230 people on Zoom just celebrating. Mitchie got in! Woohoo! And I just believe this is all part of what God wants to do. In fact, the next morning God said this to me so clearly as I was talking to him about, oh, sorry for my lack of
faith.
He said it was all because people around the world were praying for Japan and Japanese people, and I'm honoring that prayer. So I want to say this, the prayer of a righteous man, not me, but all the others that prayed, has much impact. So here it is, my friends, I want to encourage you, pray and not give up. And so there's something about us being righteous that's important. Okay, just a couple of passages and we'll finish up. Can we look at Psalm 24, verses 3 to 4? Psalm 24, 3 to 4. It's probably very well known, but it's such, just really fits what we want to say.
24:3-4.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Clean hands, pure heart, not lifted ourselves up to anything else. Don't you find that challenging? Clean hands and a pure heart. Without holiness, we're not going to see God. I love how Jesus says it in the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, verse 8. Let's have a look at that. Someone read that out, Matthew 5, verse 8.
Yeah.
Verse 8, chapter 5.
Wow. My translation says, what you'll experience when your heart is pure. Oh, this is my translation. What you'll experience when your heart is pure. For then you will be open to see more and more of God. God uses us when we come with a pure heart. With a pure heart.
Yeah, well, God says that.
Yeah.
God enjoys that.
Yeah, He enjoys that.
Yeah.
And so we all want to see God work in this land, don't we? So here's some keys to open the door. Not give up. We can't give up. 7 times. Keep praying. That's what it says. Build up our own purity, our own righteousness, so that our prayers will have impact. And then I just want to finish with again with Elijah in this incredible moment. Elijah takes on the prophets of Baal. You know, Elijah in that moment.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible moment, you know. There's this big sacrifices that are made and the Baals try to bring fire from heaven. And Elijah is mocking them. He even says, maybe your gods are the toilet. And then, to make it harder, that nothing happens from them, he pours water on the sacrifice. And allowing to be human, I bet a part of him is going, God, if you don't help me, I don't know what's going to happen. But isn't it amazing what happens? He makes the sacrifice. And kapow, the fire falls. What a great moment. And the prophets of Baal are all killed. And that's, isn't that what we want to see in Japan, for the fire to fall? But we've got to make the sacrifice. I really believe 2 ways to make the sacrifice of what we see today. 2 ways to make that sacrifice of what I'm saying today. Pray like Elijah prayed. We're like him. 7 times. Don't give up. Be pure and holy. Confess our sins one to another so we'll be healed.
そして清くて、聖なるものとして お互いに罪を告白し合って癒されることを経験しましょう。
If God got Michi into Parliament, he can do this in Japan. He can do anything.
神様がこの、あの、ミチさんを参議院に当選させることができたら、私たちに、すごいことが起こり得ます。
Let's prepare our hearts.
私たちの心を準備しましょう。
I'm going to pray. Let's pray.
祈りましょう。
Oh, Father, thank you that your word speaks so directly to us.
神様、あなたの御言葉がこんなにダイレクトに直接に私たちに語っていくことを感謝します。
Like it really challenges us.
本当に私たちに挑戦を与えます。
There's a part of us doesn't want to confess anything. We will just say sorry to you, but you say no. I want you to be healed.
私たちの心に自分はもう誰にもこういうことを話したくないとそういうところがありますけれども。あなたは告白しなさい。そしたら癒されますと言ってくださいます。
And then you tell us that if we pray with a pure and righteous heart, our prayers will have a great impact.
そして私たちが清い正しい心で祈るなら、私たちの祈りは非常に大きな効果があることを教えてくださいます。
Please revive us, Lord, so that you can use us for the reaching of this land.
私たちの心をリバイバル。してください、生き返ってください、させてください。私たちがこの国で用いられるように。
Thank you for blessing Michi and getting him into the upper house. Please use him as a role as a pastor there.
Michi さんが当選したことを感謝いたします。どうか参議院で用いられるように祝福して導いてください。
And as Michi was obedient, what are you saying to us, God? What's our role in the reaching of Japan?
そしてあなたがこのミチさんにそういうふうに素晴らしいことをできたから私たち一人一人にも役割があることを感謝いたします。どうか私たち一人一人にこの神様の日本での働きの役割を教えてください。
Thank you Holy Spirit that you're speaking to us.
聖なる神様の霊、私たちに語ってくださることを感謝します。
Please show us what do you want us to do as a result ofYour word today.
今日あなたが語ってくださった御言葉を通して私たちに何をしてほしいか教えてください。
Have mercy on Japan and use us in the reaching of Japan, we pray.
どうか日本を憐れんでくださって、そしてこの働きの中で私たちを用いてください。
Amen.
Amen.
Arigatou gozaimasu. Thank you very much. Thank you. Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you.
神様はあなたを守り、あなたを祝福し、その御顔があなたに輝きますように。
The Lord be gracious to you and may his peace rest on you and your family from this day on forever.
そして神様の恵みと平安があなたの上に臨んで、あなたとあなたの家族を守りますようにお願いします。
And he wants to say to you that he is for you. He is for you.
主は頼ろうとしておられるの。主はあなたのため、あなたと共に。
And he will give you your heart's desire.
そしてあなたの心の望みを与えようとする。
So trust him and look to him.
主を信頼して、主を見上げてください。
And he wants to tell you that he loves you. He loves you.
そして語ろうとしておられるのは、神様が言おうとしておられるのは、愛してますよ。
He'd do anything to bring you back. He just will give everything for you. He loves you.
主のあなたのために与えます。あなたをご自分のところに連れ戻すのに何でもなります。
He is for you.
あなたのためにおられるし。
アーメン。アーメン。